Focus. Hocus focus. Instead of hocus pocus, it's hocus focus. Being conscious, beloveds. Conscious of your thoughts, your feelings. Conscious of your beliefs. Conscious of your knowing. Conscious of your presence, conscious of your breath. Walking gently upon the earth. There is no need to rush. When you are filled with presence, you do not rush. Or you may rush for an instance with presence because presence dictates it. But it does not feel like rush. It does not feel like you are running around like a chicken with your head cut off. You are running around with full intent. You are walking. Fully conscious of your feet on the ground. Now, beloved, see a golden column of light around you. Send this column of light down to the core of the earth. Grounding yourself fully into the core of the earth. And what is the point of this? You are here to create a new world. You are not here just to experience some sort of normal life of job, relationship, children, old age, and death. This is not your journey. You have done this. You have experienced this. You are here to create change upon this planet. We are all here to create change upon this planet. Many beings will assist in this upon this planet by stepping into their angelic nature. Many beings will assist this journey just by fulfilling their soul experience. Not necessarily stepping into their angelic nature or mastery, just fulfilling their karma, so to speak. But others, are here to embody their mastery, to be responsible for their energy fully, to accept responsibility for what they have come here to accomplish, to accept responsibility that they are the special teams that come when a planet calls. When the Federations call and say it is time for this planet to ascend, calling all team members, through the dimensions, through space, through time. It is time. And of course we come running, because it is a great adventure. It is our specialty, it is what we do best. We are creator god goddesses. You are Elohim. The creator god goddesses that create planets. By stepping into the Elohim frequency, Elohim work with pure divine power, concentrated energy to create. This is the only way you will powerfully create, by working with concentrated energy, frequency, channeling frequency. You want to powerfully create in your life, then you must channel frequency. You must be the channel. You are the channel. Everyone say, I am the channel. I am the channel of frequency. I am the channel of source. I am the channel of prana, Christ light. Plasma and the voidal frequencies. I am the channel of my God presence. I am the channel of love, light, and I am the emanator of these frequencies. So emanate your love and light now, beloveds, and always. Emanate these frequencies. Emanate your source, your presence. Emanate this out to all parts of yourself to help align every part of yourself. And emanate this out across the entire planet. Your light, your love, the prana, the Christ light, and the plasma, the frequency, the presence. Emanate your presence. Embody your presence, channel your presence, emanate your presence. Integrate your presence. There is a time for everything. There is a time for clearing, opening. Then there is a time for embodying, activating. And then there is a time of integration. Time to sleep, time to receive some body work, time to take care of yourself, time to get a massage, time to make love, time to watch a funny movie, time to go on a vacation to Tahiti. (Clears throat) And then there is a time to work in powerful ways with others, creating together. To step into your mastery, you must begin to work with where your spirit guides you, in group consciousness. Presence is group consciousness. We are working now in group consciousness. You are experiencing presence because you are in group consciousness. You're not doing this alone. You're not alone in a cave by yourself, shielded away from everything. You are working together in group consciousness. We are working together. We cannot do this alone. It is time to work together, to play together, to plurk. To plurk together, to play and work together. To create together. To heal our group consciousness stuff from the many lifetimes. Atlantis and Lemuria and Egypt and Rama and other many other experiences on this planet and others. When we have worked in group consciousness and had some difficulty. When the group's cohesiveness became distorted, betrayals, so forth, collapses of the group vibration, individuals in places of power became distorted, became disconnected. It's time to let our fears go. Begin working together. Powerful ways. Letting go of our egos, the parts, the bits and pieces that are afraid. This is all that ego is. It is not a real thing. It is merely the parts of ourselves that are fearful. It is not something that we need to run from. It is a part of us. Or rather, it is parts of us. Someone, wise being, just created one word for it. But it is not one thing. It is not a single structure. It is not as if it is a body or an identity. As individuals, we may listen to all those thoughts and beliefs and patterns and fears emanating from those parts of ourselves and believe that to be ourselves, but that does not necessarily mean that it is true. You all know what is true. You can feel it now. Your divine presence. You know what is true. You know what is real. Your divine essence is what is real. Your divine function, or that which you have come to create in powerful ways upon this planet, That is real. Your connection to all that is, that is real. Your connection to all of your friends, your divine family, on soul levels, spiritual levels, that is real. Your connection to nature, Mother Earth, that is real. The rest is just memory, belief, thought, idea. Many of these thoughts and beliefs and ideas may have some degree of truth to them, but it is your consciousness that determines. It is you as presence that determines whether it is truly real or not. You are the master. And this is the point of meditation. To remember, acknowledge your mastery. To embody your mastery as divine presence. Keep feeling your divine presence. Feel the divine power of this. The divine compassion, the love, the deep love. You are all deeply loving beings. As loving, as compassionate, as masterful, as divine, as enlightened, as the greatest masters upon the earth, upon the dimensions, as great as the Jesus Christ, the Yeshua, the Sananda, as great as the Mary being, as great as the Kutumi being, as the Buddha, as the Kuan Yin, as the archangels, as Archangel Michael, as great as Sanat Kumara, as great as all the divine counsels. As great as the Lucifer being. As great as the entire universe of all that is, you are the universes, you are all that is, all creation. All dimensions of light, dimensions of love, once again, beloveds, to ground yourself, to ground your frequencies here. You are here upon this planet to do great things. You must ground your energies upon the earth, deeply into the earth. And open your golden columns of light now through the moons and the suns, central moon, the central sun. great central moon, the great central sun, to source. Enjoying the open frequency through the Divine Mother, Divine Father, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine pathways, Divine Plan, and feel now the voidal frequency. Voidal frequency of complete clarity, pure divine love, the formless, the potential, your awesome potential. This is your mastery. That which is waiting to be embodied, to be acted upon, to be created. And just know that it will be created in due course, in divine timing. Just do the baby steps, one step at a time. Before you can learn to fly, you must learn to walk. You will all remember how to fly. You are all remembering your magnificence. And you may help yourself remember your magnificence by saying, I am magnificent. Do not be afraid to say, I am magnificent. You are not saying that you are any better than anyone else. You are just saying, I am magnificent. If it helps you, you may also say, and everyone is magnificent too. And when you desire to create and manifest for yourself in a more powerful way, when you are imagining, when you are affirming what you want to create, also include, and everyone upon the earth is also able to manifest this for themselves as well. I pray that this is so. You are here to create for yourself, to support humanity. Your deepest desires for everyone, to manifest their deepest desires. So it is good to affirm this, It is only affirming what is in your heart. It is embodying by affirming things. You are stating clearly what already exists, what is already real, what is real for you as a master. And what is real for you as a master is that you are here on a holy mission and you are completely supportive, not only supportive, but are actively supporting, emanating, creating an energy to help humanity manifest their soul desires and spiritual desires. And know that your spirit has it in hand. Your God presence knows what is next for you, knows your divine mission, knows what you are here to do, so it is not something that you need to run around and try to figure out, so to speak, although the journey of awakening is to a large degree figuring things out, but a more accurate way to describe it is just opening and allowing. Clearing, opening, allowing. Then what is already true, what is real and true, can be made apparent. The light is shone upon your true mission. And it is a journey because you are here on a journey. You're not here to just jump to from A to Z. You are here to experience A, B, C, D, and all the different steps between A to Z. And then when you get to Z, you will start all over again with something else, some other degree of mastery. But be very clear. You are here on a journey. Enjoy the journey. Every part of the journey. This is why you are here. Did not come here for instant enlightenment, expecting one day to just all of a sudden know all the answers to the entire universe. You are here to embody your presence fully and allow your body to adjust to this. You're enlightening the humanness. Enjoy the journey, beloveds. Is everyone enjoying the journey? Good. It is a fabulous journey, an adventure. You are all adventurers. Enjoy the adventure. Say yes to adventure. This is your true nature. You did not come here to experience a normal life. You did not come here to experience anything remotely resembling normality. You've come here to be abnormal, to be weird, to be nuts, to be crazy, to be divine fools. Enjoy being a divine fool. Enjoy making fools out of yourselves. This is the true path of enlightenment. Being open to being completely foolish. To being the divine fool. To doing things, being ways, acting, speaking in ways that others would think to be dangerous. Out of the ordinary. You're all out of the ordinary. You're all divine weirdos. You did not come here to be. You've come here on grand missions. Fulfill your destiny. Step into this destiny every day. Make every day when you get up from your bed one more step into your divine destiny. We bless you on the journey, beloveds. We say namaste to you. Enjoy your divine presences. Enjoy your empowered lives. Enjoy your power, your love. Love is power. We recommend that you do some form of meditation every day. Even if it is only 5 minutes, if you can connect to your presence, the more you do it, the faster and easier it will be. Then you can even connect to presence anytime. You will always be filled with presence. The more you fill yourself with presence, the more you will just naturally be filled with presence all the time. Then you are a walking enlightened master. As the great beings like Sababa, Amma, we're always in an enlightened state. Our beloved whale beings, and just know that you are always in an enlightened state. You are always God presence, whether you feel it or not, whether you have meditated or not, whether you know it or not. You are always God presence. It does not go anywhere. It's just a matter of whether you are connected to it or not. whether you're saying yes to it in that moment or not. This is the free will choice of life every day. Yes to love or yes to fear. Yes to love or yes to fear. And we hope you have enjoyed yourself, and we hope that you will enjoy yourself every day. You're always with you. We are you. We are happy to be you. Honored, blessed to be you. Honored and blessed to experience life as you. Honored and blessed to experience your perception of life. You are all beautiful, amazing beings. See yourself as we see you, as the beautiful, awesome, loving, divine masters of love and might that you truly are. You are all light beings. Physical beings, are you not? As Master Yoda said. These bodies are just your current suits that you're currently wearing. Enjoy your suits. Enjoy adorning your suits. Enjoy pampering your suits. Enjoy making love with your suits. Enjoy the sensuality of nature with your suits and the feelings and experiences that you experience through them. Another big reason why you are here. Because it's a heck of a lot of fun. Having new identities. So, beloveds, we once again bless you on your journey. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for allowing, for opening, for your energy, for your love, for your group consciousness, for your essence, your presence. Thank you for your presence and all the presence you give us as you. Bless you on your journeys. Namaste, beloveds. So did everybody have a good time? Good. Oh, I'm fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I'm sorry, what? Oh, yeah. It was great for me, babe. It was good for me. You can do this every day. Highly recommend it. Step into your presence. I'm sorry, what was that? What was your name again, our beloved friend from Haiti? Exelo? Did you have a good time? Good. Is Ericon still online? Okay. I was just asking if Ericon is still there. How about Cindy? Is Cindy still there? Did you have fun? Did you have fun? Good. All right. That's what we want. Okay, you beautiful, gorgeous, divine goddesses, thank you for playing with me today. You're welcome. I'm going to do another one. What? Yes, we thank all of our divine friends who have assisted us today. Our divine presences. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, please do. A what? Anna's list. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was using Anna's list too. Mm-hmm. Yes, please do. I'll be doing another. Yeah, I'll be doing another one next week. I'll be sending out a advertisement about that. At the very latest by Monday morning, which is my Monday, which will be your Sunday. I'll be doing, it'll probably be $22, the next one. And I'm not sure exactly what the title will be yet, but you'll find out. You'll find out. Because I've got a whole series that I'm creating. But they're all, yeah, far out. Far in, baby. Oh, well, I just have to pee and I have to eat something now. I haven't had anything to eat yet. I mean, I've already had a few pees while doing this, you know. I just go pee out in the yard while I'm channeling. Yeah, so you might hear it in the recording. You might hear a bit of a trickle, a tinkle on the recording. Okay, everybody have a everybody, you have a fabulous evening, and I'll have a fabulous day. Okay. Yes. I love you all. Okay, bye everybody. Okay, bye.